We'll be reading this morning from the book of Malachi. Malachi. Is Malachi, do you think, in the Old or the New Testament? Old Testament. As a matter of fact, it is the last book in the Old Testament. It's a part of what we call the minor prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah being the major prophets, and Malachi, Amos, guys like that, being Hosea, being the minor prophets. So turn to, if you would, to Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12 in your Bible or the Pew Bible. And once you find that, if you would close the Bible on your finger and stand with me, let's raise our Bibles above our heads. And like I said in the 8:20 service, let's not only wake up ourselves, but wake up all the neighbors around us. How about that? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me and let us read Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Will anyone rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how are we robbing you? In your tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and thus put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you, and pour down for you an overflowing blessing. I will rebuke the locust for you, so that it will not destroy the produce of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not be barren, says the Lord of hosts. Then all the nations will count you happy, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have sermon notes for you, and if you'd grab a pen or a pencil and grab this as well and fill it out today. On the back is a study guide for this week of February 25th through the 29th, so you can take this and your prayer concern sheet home and set it beside your prayer chair. That way you not only have some devotion to do, but you also have some folks to pray about on that sheet. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me, don't you think? All right. Well, this is the seventh sermon in this teaching series, God's Principles for Financial Freedom. As we have progressed through the series, we have talked about saving money and budgeting our money, Murphy's Law, credit cards, debit cards, emergency funds, etc., etc., etc. Last week, Randy Eaton did an awesome job about talking in regards to the many opportunities we have to affect people's lives in a positive way, and the different opportunities we have in investing our funds to help us out in future years as well. I want you to remember, this teaching series is literally about our philosophies, our thinking, and our life decisions around money. However, I also want you to remember this, and let's say this together. God has set us free through Jesus Christ. Let's say that again. God has set us free through Jesus Christ. Now, we just need to start living like we are free with the power of the Creator of the universe behind us. Now, I want you to think about that. Each of you who proclaim Jesus Christ have the power of the universe, the power of the Creator of the universe behind you. Think about that.